From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Nora Michinek is reporting for Columbia Green Media that though Hudson's Mayor Kamal Johnson announced a 10% cut in the city police budget 2 months ago, the cuts have not yet been made. City Treasurer Heather Campbell said, and I quote, "It would be almost impossible to make significant cuts in the Hudson Police Department budget without either significant concessions from the union or a reduction in the size of the force," end quote. Explaining that, and I quote, "very little," end quote, of the police budget is discretionary. Johnson said that Police Commissioner Peter Volkman is looking for parts of the budget that have, and I quote, "too much padding," end quote, and Volkman has a report due to Johnson this month. Johnson instituted a hiring freeze in a June 15th executive order. Sergeant Dean Rowe retired July 9th, and a police officer will be promoted to fill his role, allowed under the executive order. The budget may increase if Hudson loses a legal dispute with the police department's union, the New York State Law Enforcement Officers Union, AFME AFL-CIO Council 82, Local 3979. Full disclosure, Johnson is a volunteer WGXE program, and you can read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Sarah Tafton is reporting for Columbia Green Media on the effort underway by a group of Catskill residents and village trustees to find a new home for the Catskill Community Center. The building that houses the center is located on Main Street in the village and is currently on the market for $1.5 million. The center's board of directors cited a lack of funding as the reason behind the sale. It is now exploring options for identifying a new location, offering a limited set of programs at a variety of locations, or stop providing programming directly and instead establish an endowment to fund programs within the community. Amanda Herzog is a proponent of moving the center to Elliott Park on Broome Street, located on the other side of the Catskill Creek from its current location. She said, and I quote, "to better serve our community, I personally think it should be moved to another area," end quote. Herzog said it's important that the proposed new center offer programming for all ages and meet the needs of all the hamlets of Catskill. Village President Vincent Seeley said the Community Center Revisioning Group made a site visit to Elliott Park last week. Seeley wants to construct a new building at a cost of $1 million with an operating budget of $200,000 to $300,000 per year. Board of Directors President Jeff Friedman said last month the community center currently maintains its 13,000-square-foot building and a 15-person staff for less than $200,000. The center provides a variety of programs, such as the Youth Drop-In Recreation Center, before and after school and summer recreation. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Fries is reporting for Capital Confidential. The State Office of Court Administration has decided to strictly limit eviction proceedings and extend a moratorium on carrying out evictions until October 1st. State Senator Brian Kavanaugh, chair of the Committee on Housing and Community Development, said the court's latest announcement is a welcome response to the ongoing public health and economic crisis the state faces from the coronavirus pandemic. Since March, Kavanaugh and other elected officials and housing advocates have called for a pause on evictions during the pandemic. Kavanaugh said, and I quote, "I thank the leadership of our court system for continuing to recognize this today, for taking action consistent with the many other emergency measures that public agencies have implemented during this extraordinary time, and for providing relief from the threat of eviction for all residential tenants, at least for the next 7 weeks," end quote. Many tenants have been unable to afford rent since the COVID-19 crisis began, forcing businesses to close or to ask employees to work from home and leaving millions out of work. While the legislature allocated $100 million to assist families with paying rent and mortgage payments, lawmakers recognized that more funding would be necessary. Officials' hope is that additional federal funds will be earmarked for housing assistance. And you can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Gwendolyn Craig is reporting for the Adirondacks Explorer.
The invasive woolly adelgid insect has been found off the shores of Lake George.
The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced August 11th that a camper in Washington County found the invasive insect in the Glen Island campground off the shores of Lake George. It is the second ever recorded infestation within the park. The closest known infestation is 30 miles away in southern Saratoga County, according to the DEC. The news follows an announcement last week that the emerald ash borer was found in Warren County near the Schroon River.
Referring to the string of bad news the world has dealt with this year, Jamie Brown, executive director of the Lake George Land Conservancy, said, and I quote, "It's 2020, why not?" End quote.
The hemlock woolly adelgid was found at Prospect Mountain in 2017,
and the surrounded trees were subsequently treated. The Lake George Land Conservancy now plans to look for more around Dresden and Putnam this winter. Winter is the best time to look for the woolly adelgid's white, clumpy masses underneath the tree's needles. The DEC estimates 10% of Adirondack's park forest is hemlock trees, and many of them are in the Lake George Wilderness Area. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.